Hey, closet dwellers and bold move makers. It is time for another Uncloseted Riff and Rant. I'm Rick Clemens, your host, the bold move maker and the coming out guy. And you know what? This is where we're going to just have a little riff and rant on something that may have come up during the week. And actually, what's come up during the week is 45. Yes, number 45, the United States President, Mr. Donald Trump. And I'm not going to say, no, he's not my president, because he is my president, even though I don't really care for much of anything that he does. But what I wanted to talk about today is don't be a 45. Now, I'm going to hand it to the guy, which is something that's kind of hard for me to say, but I am going to hand it to the guy because he is making bold moves and he has truly uncloseted himself as a candidate and as the president. But what I find so interesting is that he fits into what I call my six C's formula for really coming out and making bold moves, but I'm sorry, in my opinion, he's doing it all wrong. So let's kind of go through the six C's, okay? He's wishy-washy. One day it's this, the next day it's that. The next day he's talking about how good someone is, and the next day it's, oh, how horrible they are. So when you're wishy-washy, you are at the first stage of coming out because you are confused. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to go get better. In fact, I don't think he's ever going to cure himself of this confusion. But let's step into the next C. The C that is about being curious. Now, I don't see this man being curious about anything except what's good for him. However, in his my way is the only way, he is killing the curiosity factor. Because you see, as you start to step out of closets and you're starting to go, how can I do this? How can I be really, really bold? He's kind of killing the curiosity factor, but yet he's also acting in kind of curious ways to see, okay, how much can the country take? How much can our allies take? What will the rest of the world take? So this is one step I'm going to kind of hand to him, but he's not doing a very good job of it. Because see, when you step from confusion to curiosity, usually the curiosity is what starts to open you up to doing the thing you're meant to do, to being the way you're supposed to be in the world, to serving the people the way that you should, to showing up as yourself. Now, granted, I believe this man is showing up as himself, but man, he is one wishy-washy, confused, and uncurious guy. So then the third step is the courage. Now, when you have courage, what's so interesting is you kind of can do anything. But what I find so interesting is he's a lot of fake courage. He wants to talk a lot about fake news, but I'm going to say he's a lot about fake courage because people who are about fake courage constantly deflect. They deflect everything away from themselves because they don't have the courage to stand up and say, yes, I screwed up. Yes, I need to be better at something. Yes, I made a mistake. Or yes, I'm even going to take a stand. Just my opinion, but he doesn't have a lot of courage. The next C is the one that kind of follows courage, which he doesn't really have. The kind of people who don't have this, well, they just, things don't go their way, so they get upset. And they make it everybody else's problem. And so when things don't go their way, they throw these little fits. And usually when people are throwing fits, they do not have confidence. That's that fourth C. Man, when you throw your little temper tantrums and tweet, 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 and point that finger, it's part of the deflection thing, but it's, if anything can't go my way, wow, I don't have the confidence. I do not have the confidence to do what I'm meant to be doing. So kind of an interesting thing in his world where he doesn't have the confidence, but yet he would think the way he talks and hears himself and tweets and talks about himself in third person, that he's got all the confidence in the world. So the next one is commitment. And to me, commitment covers a lot of different things. But I feel like when you're committed to being who you are, when you're committed to doing the thing you're meant to do in the world, one of the things that goes with it is you realize that you're here to serve. You're not here to be served. I'm going to say that again. When you're committed to doing what you're meant to do in the world, to bringing your greatest gifts forward, you have a commitment to serve, not to be served. And unfortunately, I think the President of the United States right now believes that he's in office only to be served. I don't see him doing a whole lot of serving a lot of other people. Others would probably disagree with me on this, but remember, I'm just bringing this forward in the how do you make bold moves, how do you uncloset yourself, how do you come out of these things, and unfortunately, I'm going to give him a big F on being committed to serving the people. And finally, I want to talk a little bit about consistency. It's similar to the wishy-washy stage where he was confused, but when you can't be consistent, when you cannot take a stand. Now, I will have to give it to him. He's consistently a great tweeter. He's consistently a person who has found ways to talk about everybody else. So there is some consistency. But what he's consistently doing is being a hypocrite. And I want to encourage you not to be a hypocrite. So this uncloseted riff and rant isn't about necessarily picking on our president here in the United States, even though that's probably what it sounds like to most of you. But what I wanted to bring forward was the following. When you step away from being wishy-washy about what you do, you eliminate the confusion. When you take a stand to be curious and quit thinking, okay, it's got to be my way, but what are the other ways? How could other people do this? What are other people's viewpoints? Then you step fully into curiosity. And with curiosity, you can get what you want in life. You can see what you need to be doing in life, and you can help others get what they want in life. The third step is that space of courage to take a stand, to not deflect everything away from yourself and to go, okay, I have the courage to say, yes, I'm making a mistake. I'm the one who caused this. Or I've got the courage to say, yes, I'm going to go do this even in the face of detractors. Along with that comes the understanding that not everything's going to go your way, but you're going to be confident enough, even when things aren't going your way, to find the common ground. Followed by, when you are committed to being of service, you show up in such a beautiful way that there's no room for you to consistently be a hypocrite, because hypocrisy isn't about serving others. So that's my thoughts. That's my riff. That's my rant for this week about don't be a 45. I hope you all have a great rest of your week, and we will be back with you, gosh, in just a couple of days with another episode of Life Uncloseted. Take care, everyone.